The Poppy Factory has been around for 100 years. This is our 100th year of operation. So we have a very long and proud history. Wanted to find a way to support veterans of the First World War who'd been injured or wounded in battle back into employment when they came home. And he set up a factory with veterans to create poppies and wreaths for the poppy appeal, which quickly took off in the 1920s. And for most of our history, that's what we did. We employed a community of veterans, all of whom had health conditions, to work at the factory in Richmond upon Thames, making poppies and wreaths and making that contribution to the annual poppy appeal. But in the past 15 years or so, we have expanded into a national charity, and we now help veterans with health conditions get back into employment all over England and Wales, and into whatever kind of job they want to do. So the employment support that started here at the factory now continues in different ways in communities around the UK.
It's 100 years, as you mentioned. What are you doing to celebrate?
We're celebrating all year. So it's a great excuse all year to look back over our history and think about all the people who've come before and how far we've come as a charity in that time. So we've had get-togethers with our volunteers and staff earlier in the year. We've been running a series called Centenary Stories online on our website, which highlights some of the people who made a contribution to our community over those 100 years in different eras, from the First World War and the Second World War in more recent times. So it's been really interesting to feature some of those people who made contributions in different ways and all played a part in the story of the Poppy Factory. We've also got a centenary exhibition happening currently at the Museum of Richmond. Creates a brilliant exhibition which tracks our history and our story and brings it to life.
As you mentioned, first and foremost, you are a charity. How can people support your mission?
There are various ways that you can get behind us as a charity. I mean, we support veterans with mental and physical health conditions back into employment across the UK. You know, a lot of those people are very far from work and requires a detailed and careful sort of support package, really, on a one-to-one basis to help them get towards employment. That needs funding. And so we look for various ways to fund that through connections with our charity partners and other organizations. But certainly, if anyone wants to get behind us and support us, they can make a donation through our website, which we're extremely grateful for. If you would like to come and support our employment service, one of the best ways you can do that is by coming to see us at our visitor center. By booking a ticket, all the funds that we raise through the visitor centre will go directly towards our employment service and helps transform veterans' lives. We have discovery sessions running throughout November and December when individuals and small groups can come and discover the story of the Poppy Factory, share in our centenary celebrations, and make a real difference to veterans' lives.
So obviously it must be a busy time of year at the moment with Remember Service next Friday. Is it all hands on deck? Are you still making poppies at the factory?
We work year-round to create the remembrance wreaths. We used to create the individual poppies at the factory. We don't do that any longer because they're all made by machines by the Royal British Legion. However, we do still employ a team of veterans and other members of our production team who work year round on a regular sort of schedule to produce the remembrance wreaths in huge numbers that are sent all around the world and across the UK. So it's a steady time of year still for us on that front, but it is a very special time of year because you start to see those wreaths going out all over the place and being laid in services of remembrance all over the world, which is really important to the people who've made them. We run the Field of Remembrance at Westminster Abbey. We'll be opening on Thursday next week. And this is a very special occasion, which we have been running since 1928. Thousands of remembrance crosses and other symbols are laid out in tribute in the grounds of Westminster Abbey. And there's an official opening service on Thursday morning next week, it's certainly all hands on deck to prepare for that.
It's obviously been over 100 years since World War I and quite a few years since our last major war. Do you ever worry that Remembrance Day will lose its significance?
I think, our role as a charity is to support veterans into employment, not just of those, certainly from those huge global conflicts, the First World War and the Second World War. But more recently, a lot of people that we have helped have had experiences in places like Iraq and Afghanistan and Northern Ireland before that. And many of the people that we support have complex issues, which may include post-traumatic stress disorder from some of their experiences in conflict. And those experiences are very much still with them. Some of the people that we support are in their 50s, some in their 40s, increasing numbers are in their 30s. And we know that there are thousands more veterans out there who might potentially benefit from one-to-one employment support. So we know the demand, it will continue to be there for our employment support service. In terms of remembrance, we play an important role in that, in producing the wreaths, and we always have, and that will always be important. I think the further we move from those original conflicts, global conflicts of the First World War and the Second World War, it will always be just as important to remember all those who have laid down their lives in sacrifice for the rest of us.
So how come you came involved in the charity?
I came to work at the charity because I have a background in journalism and in charity communications, and it seemed like a really good charity to work for. It was what I like about it is it's a relatively small charity. We have less than 100 people nationally, but it has a big impact. So we have we had a ministerial visit yesterday, for instance. We get quite a lot of attention from within government and more widely, and we make a real difference to veterans' lives. So we help hundreds of veterans get back into employment each year into all kinds of doing all kinds of different things, and help many hundreds more on a journey towards employment. So the combination of that, combined with the historic significance of it, made it appealing to me as a place to work.